lacking. Avramavinu is the one who's greater. And he does not know history of the past.
Rabban speaks about it. Rabban asks about it. Like upon him, it's something that is very striking. Secondly, in the terms of the Hemshech HaDvarim, you find that Noach, all Goyim are called Noach. Goyim have a din of Noach, and all Zaymitz is Ben Noach, and so on. The Umas Olam is called Ben Noach. Noach is not called an Av. He's not one of the Avs. On the other hand, Avram is the Av. It's called Av Avon Goyim, Av Avon Goyim. And yet, we're not called Bnei Avram. I mean, well, Bnei Avram, it's used occasionally as a metaphor, but it's not the same Matbeas Loshin as a Ben Noach. We're called Bnei Yisrael. So, definitely, obvious are one unit, but still, it's interesting that Noach are Bnei Noach, but it's not a Noach himself has no Shem Avus for the Goyim. If anyone has the Shem Avus, is Avram. And on the other hand, Avram Avinu is the Av, and there is no, and yet there's no musik of Bnei Avram per se. In the interaction between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu, so there are two nekudas that stand out. We spoke about it once. One is the Yerusha, and one is the Banim. In other words, of all the Avtachas to Avram Avinu, the ones that are the sharpest ones are the Avtacha of Banim, that's an Inyan, and Yerusha. Avram Avinu, when he asks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the two things that he asks or demands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, first of all, that he didn't give him banim, that he gave him zera, and then he says, "Vayim Hashem lekim bama eda kirashena." That was the two tvias, the two bobetainis. On the one hand, Avraham Avinu was mashlim with the fact that lechura the reality seemed to be different from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised. Like it says in Be'era, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chaval de Ovdin, the Ovis were Boteach, and I told them they would get the Eretz Yisrael, and they had to pay for the Kfur, and they never were Mitzrayim. But the two in Yonim that Avram was Mitzrayim was the knowledge that he had children and Eretz Yisrael. Both of them, in both of those in Yonim, the word Yerusha is the key Nekuda. Avram Avinu's taina was hein loy nasata zara, vehine ven beisi yirish oisi. The problem is yirish, and then about the karka, yes, b'meira kiroshena. So kilu the nekuda of Avram klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not what are you going to give me, but who is going to yarsh me. Which is interesting. That seems to be the Nakuda is focusing on. In the Hemshech or the Brisbane Absarim, it's also he asked the Kash of Ma'eda. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, and it's not clear from the parsha itself. There's a general sense that it's a Krisus Bris, and like all Krisus Brises, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maftiach, like we saw last week, that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is curious of Bris, it means he's giving it not al Tanai, which is a tshuva. Chazal say, b'schus ha-korbanis that are merumas in these activities, that's also a tshuva. But if we look at the kololius of the Bris, it's very strange, because if you're to take a look at what exactly is the Bris, it's the focal point of it is Yadaya Tait Gagya Zaha Bertha Shalahem Bavodan Bino Isama Bameshana Shibudn Golas Mitzrayim is the core of it. The Hemshech of it, the fact that he says you'll come back to Israel is the happy ending to it. But the Krisus Bris is chal on the going down to Mitzrayim. The Svarim talk on the how could something like this be nigzal lechatchila if there was not clear if they did any averus? A lot of different inyanim, but The bottom line is, it would seem, if you're learning the Pshuta Shel Mikra, it would seem that the Etzem Teretz, the Bama Eda Kirishana, includes the going down to Mitzrayim. That seems to be the Etzem point. He asked Bama Eda Kirishana, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, let's set up this bris, and the content of the bris, the teichen of the bris, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take Klal Yisrael through Mitzrayim, and so on and so forth. So we have to try to identify what exactly is the tshuva over here. What way is this nekuda? So I want to start with a maral. It's a strange. It's a maral says it in a few places, and we have to understand it in each and every place that he says it. It's a very, very strange statement. He says that he tries to answer. He answers Ramban's question. And he says, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, was boicher in Avram, not for any reason. Had it been boicher in Avram for any reason, it could become bottle. He would have said, if it's Avram because you did this maisa, so then when he does a bad maisa, or the schus of the maisa finishes, or whatever it is, then Avram Avinu would no longer be roy for whatever he's getting. So had the Torah said any tzitkis or maisim tovim that Avram Avinu did, that would have limited it to a certain point. It would have made it open to abrogation. And the fact that it doesn't say it, so he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Beicher in Avram Beli Tam. And therefore, that Bechira is above anything else. It's something that is very, very difficult to digest. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Beicher in Avram Beli Tam? For us, we say sometimes you play favorites because you like the person for some other reason. A person has a chain. A person has a physical chain. So fine, so you say that he's not deserving, but people like him anyway. They choose him. Those are shayach to basav adam. We look at it, v'teiras basav adam, as an ivus hamishpat. It's something very, very crooked to take somebody who's not deserving and to give it to him because he has some chayin and some cuteness or something, whatever it is. But what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram because it just stam chayin, whatever? I want to, before I explain it, I want to add that the morale is coming from a deep havana of what the word bechira means. Let's understand it. The word bechira, this is part of the oimek of the morale's awesome amkus. If I, Lamashal, need a car that can get that can go 100 miles. If I have two cars, one go 90 miles, one go 100 miles, I don't have bechira. It's very clear which one I take. If I have two cars where one is clearly better than the other, that's not called bechira. I can do something stupid, but there's no real expression of bechira there. Where the circumstances dictate the result, there is no description of bechira. If every time a person would be Mechal Shabbos, there would be some consequence. That's not bechira. It's not that the person couldn't do it still, but it doesn't fall under the Gidrei bechira. Free means independent of anything else. So the Maral's, what he's saying it mikoyach the etzem word at ashabachata bavrom. The Bechira in Avram, if Avram is called Bechira, then Avram is the pshat that it is be'etzem it's something that can't be translated into any other term. If he did 100 mitzvahs and he did 20 mitzvahs, so who gets more schar? I don't have choice. Midas HaDin dictates to me. So Bechira is something which is L'chura independent of Midas HaDin. But we go back to original Shaila. So that's the etzem, that's where the Maral is coming from in terms of his diyuk haloshen and where he saw it. But we're back to our original Shaila. I mean, Hashefet kol ha'aretz lo yaseh mishpat. I mean, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is emes, what does it mean he just chose? If it's a whim, then it's a mishugna. A whim is means mindless. It just, you know, just felt like it. That's not a mila. If I choose something because it has an external, I say, you know, A is more deserving than B, but I like B better, that's a begam. So how do we understand it in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to use the word bechira? The bechira is a concept that has no translation into the world of din. Din meaning deserving of it, and yet this is a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is profoundest of midas. So let's explain the Maral, what the Maral means over here. HaKadosh Baruch, we've seen a lot of times in the Rishonim in the morning, the Shabbos morning, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us in two layers, kaviyachol. There's a layer that's called midos, and those are venues, methods, approaches to get something across to us. And there's a whole world of different hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we call the hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those hanhagas have different shemos of Hashem that describe these hanhagas in a different vocabulary. There's spheres that describe hanhagas in a different vocabulary. There's malachim that describe the whole vast array of inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in this world, that I can specify, I can quantify, I can describe them. Those we will call midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's one shem of Hashem which describes kaviyochol atzmusa yisbarach. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, or to more correctly say, this is the ultimate that we can perceive. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, there are things that come as a specific anhaga, hanhagas that are necessary, and the vast majority of those inyanim, the vast majority of the things that we deal with are specific hanhagas and maisim. Sometimes the mais is only a chetimtzus of something else, sometimes the mais is a mahalach that's meant to last for a while to bring out something else, and so on. And then there is a metzias that we call atzmusoi. In Matan Torah it says, Rashi says, where did the Neikiv Shem Hashem learn the name Havaya? He heard it in Sinai. A Neikhi Hashem Alekecha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's what we can describe as Be'etzim of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us was revealed on Har Sinai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in both of those formats to us. Person was created with Salmo b'dmusay. A person was created with Salmo l'kim. And it is true, the Rishonim say that it's not b'tzalm havaya, the Rambam says b'tzalm l'kim. But in a person himself, we also are mafchin between atzmius and what we'll call midas, or maisim is a better description, between maisim and atzmius. There is the person himself, and there is the maisim that he does. A person, there's many, many layers. The outermost layer is maisim. It can go down to the anything until the very core point belongs to Olam HaMaisa. Only the core point itself is called the Atzmius of the person. Everything else is a Dag of Maisa. Some are very deep down, some are a little further out, some are mamish skin deep. But that's the way, if I sketch out the person's personality, that's what it is. So a person parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol comes with an akuda of self, this is me, and an akuda of layers and so on. the nekuda of self, it's not the pshat that it's immutable. I mean, if there's nothing you can do with it in any way, if it could never have been changed, moved, or whatever it is, then it's not negatos. It can be affected. And let's give one example, Lura, and then we'll understand the other side also. The Gemara says Elazar ben Dodaya was a tremendous noyef. He was shakua kol kula in zinus, and when he did tshuva, he started being mispalel, and nobody wanted to be mispalel for him, and he started crying, and he died. And then the Baskol came out and said Asherecha deiz mezumen chayim haba. So Rav Hutna explains, and I've seen other sfarim explain it. The pshat was, why did he die? It was not an outside agmas nefesh. The pashta pshat you learn in the Gemara is that he felt so bad that nobody cares for him and nobody wants him anymore. That sort of out of tsar and agmas nefesh he died. But this said a much deeper nekuda. He said, I mean, just give an example. Imagine if a person has a growth on top of an organ. So if you're skilled enough, you can remove the growth and the organ remains, and that's that. Sometimes the growth has taken over the tissue, and basically that's filling in as tissue. And if you take it out, everything collapses because it had already become part of the aver. So that piece of heart is covered only by growth, nothing else. And if you get rid of the growth, you get rid of the heart as well. The Elazar ben Dodaya's nefesh had become znus, and you could not extricate the znus without taking away his chiyus. That is lera how it works. L'toiv is certainly the same thing, and my mamuska, even Elazar ben Dodaya, the fact that he did do tshuva and he said it was haba meant that there's a layer underneath that layer. But I could put in an understanding of what it means that something became part of the self rather than just a maisa that he did is Elazar Nadai is a good muscle fit. In terms of teichin, in terms of a person's nefesh, the person, the person is a bal ha-maisim. A person can do anything and everything. First, as bechira, nothing that he does goes on a doir after him. The reason being because it's not part of his etzem mitzias. So, let's say somebody's fingers cut off, the children are born with good fingers. Let's say somebody, even at birth, he came out of the womb, the finger got stuck, Hastrelman, and got cut off, his children will still have fingers. The only place that you can affect it is in the genes. In other words, the most core piece of metzias of the person is the only metzias that goes on further. The Balatanya brings a Zoya that says that what causes the child, when a father, it begins the process of having a child, his loshen is a tipas zera, goes from the moyach down, and that's where the child comes from. So on a physical level, there are actually explanations that there's a stimulus in the moyach that causes certain chemicals, but that's not what he means. What he means is a child is a product of the pnimius of the pnimius of the person. That cell that causes that carries over and becomes the future child is an atzmistik echelik of the person. It can't be otherwise because you can do anything you want, but you can't have a metzias atzmius without having a you can't give over to a door later unless it's part of the atzmius. So the tipa zera has to come from the most pnimistic part of the person. It can't be a mice he does with his fingers. When a person does something, he can do it with his fingers. It's not a direct tipa of pnimius that goes into it. Masha'in kein the chius, the Gemara says ein kishu b'loy das. Without putting das into the ma'isa, you can't begin the process. There's a, because something has to come from the very core of the person in order to be nimshach azera. So the metzias of zera in a person requires a nekuda of his very essence. That's the only thing that's shayach to being nimshach, to make another mahus. Meisim can be mach of the world and can build a world. But to create another atzmius that is like me, that's only shayach in when it's coming from my atzmius. That is the husband in what the Zohar says and what the Baal Tanya quotes from him. There's a famous Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi shows on, it says, if you learn Torah Lishma, you zeichet to have banim from your chachamim. And he asks, why dafke Lishma? Al pidin, we pass in a person in Lishaloi Lishma, and bring him Lishma. So Beis Halevi says, on his oifin, he says that what carries on to children is not the maisa, but the motive or the core. For instance, if somebody is a baal kavod, then he finds kavod in being a big talmud chacham or a big tzaddik, and everybody's saying wow. So what his children are going to get from him is not the talmud torah or the tzidkis. They're going to get the avos hakavod, because the atzmius of the person is the avos hakavod. He found a way to express it in this. If a person does it because he's getting money for it, it's his best echatim to make a living. So kids will become businessmen, successful businessmen, because that's what carried on. The I think the Beis Levi's lashon I heard it about Pel Kaponim was that, you know, he sat all night learning for a few dollars. His kids will be chopping wood all night long for a few dollars. That is the tchuna that carries on. So in a person's mitzias himself, in the kaima of the person, we have all of the outer layers, which we'll call olam hamaisa. They are the things a person does. And then we have the most pnimistic layer, which is the atmis of the person. And the big, big divide between the two is what stays with him and what can go further. Maisim are toiv be'itoy b'shaitoy. That's a maisa, has its mitzias, its time. Atzmius is something that transcends that, the same way that neshama, the same way that Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, it's limitless. That goes into the world of limitlessness. That's what the moral means. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is boicher, avos, a Kadosh Baruch Hu did not mean. In the realm of things that are schar, in the realm of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying back, that falls under the realm of the structured and the understood and the perceptive and perceivable. Reuven did Maisit Stucker 1, he gets schar 1 for it, and we understand it's 1 for 1. Darkei Mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are meant to be understood, they can be understood, and therefore the whole panoply of schar and mitzvahs and maisim and bad things, all of that falls under the gather of the understood, the understandable, the rational, and it's one for one. So Noach, for instance, was a tzaddik. He was a very big tzaddik. The pasuk tells more. Pasuk doesn't make a difference. The pasuk says he was a big tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "You're the one in this door that I saw Royu to save, and therefore I save you." What we learn from the parashas Noach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meshalom schar l'toivin. That is the result. That's the bottom line of that parasha. In Avraham Avinu, we find a different parasha b'chlal. Ata b'charta b'Avram, v'samta shmoy Avram, u'matzosas levovoy ne'mon lefanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found the levav of Avram ne'mon. In other words, past the world of Maisa, past the world of any type of tit for tat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found that Avraham Avinu, his lave was emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Avistasim there. You find it the same way it says by Shmuel HaNavi. It's an awesome parasha. We came to Yishai to pick who would be the next Melech of Yisrael. Not who would be the next Melech of Yisrael, but who would be the Melech of Klal Yisrael, the Netzach Netzachim. Yishai was the father of these kids. Yishai, it says, died without chet. He was one of those that was just Itashal Nachash. Shmuel HaNavi was Shmuel HaNavi. And they paraded the kids, and they said, the oldest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. The second, the third, all the way down to David. And David, they didn't want to. And then finally they picked David, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ka'odam yira le'nayim v'ashem l'leva. You see only the exterior, so certainly they are more accomplished than David. I mean, they weren't making a mistake. It wasn't just because they were taller or stronger or older. They saw as far as a human being could see. And a human being can only see things once they appear in Olam HaMaisa. Once things appear in the Metzias of fruition, once things have a Metzias, that's where Tfisas Adam is shaykh to it. Those things that are completely believed, that's only, just like we can see with the naked eye, we can see when a cell starts to develop, with good enough eyesight, at the first division of the cell, we can see the abnormality. But in the gene itself, we don't see it. We can see the gene is disarrayed, but we see totzos, not atzmius. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel HaNavi, you and Yishai are looking at the chutz, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the leva. The same thing by David. It says the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about his, I forgot, it was Chizkiyo, he says that, you know, he was a big tzaddik, did great things, but his heart wasn't a shalem, raki David, not like David. David's leva was different. Even though David was, you know, fell on the getter of chatoim that are listed in Tanakh. But mitzad the levav, he had a different mila of all the other malachim. So the metzias of levav is the metzias of the, it's, that's the nekuda that goes on to that stays with avos, that defines avos. Avos is the ability to pass on atzmius to banim. The only thing in the world that can be passed on is atzmius. Until Avraham Avinu came, Noach was just the offshoots are called Bnei Noach, but Noach didn't father them. They come from Noach, but it's a peula. It's a maisa rather. So I can say that somebody asks, who made this table? So someone say, this table was made by me. Fine, but he didn't father the table. The fathering the table, that I should say, this is my son, this is mine, that's only Shaykh. So Noach doesn't claim to be the Av. Bnei Noach are descendant from Noach. Avraham Avinu is the Av, and even though the Maisa, they come from Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, but the Shrushim of Avus, that there's a Metzias of Atzmius, that's Toiv and Klal Yisrael, that is Shaykh Tavra. I want to explain a little bit the Inyan of Lashma that we touched on in understanding it in this context. The people don't quite understand what the word Lashma means. They say for itself, for its own sake. Lashma is as follows. A person, let's take a simple example. A person has an extension cord, and it's not long enough, so he attaches another cord, another extension cord, and another one to that, until he gets to the one that he can plug into the wall. So you have the socket of the wall, you have the plug that's in that socket, and then you have a half a dozen plugs that are a step further, a step further, a step further, a step further. Every single person's nefesh, every single person's pnimius has in itself sockets. A child is born covered, he's hungry or taiva or whatever. Every nefesh has nekudos that are in itself. Deche timtzes form the chain of meisim that a person does. For instance, let's take an extreme example. A person has a tremendous avas moment. He wants a lot of money, and he decides to do it by being a beggar. He may have to look like a pauper. He's going to wear old torn clothing and unshaven and filthy, this and that. But what's driving him is really avas moment. It's just the hechatimsa for him to get is to look like that. A second example: a person who has a tremendous avas hakavod, but he lives in a society where people respect anavim tremendously. So he'll look very meek and very humble and cast an aura of humility about him. So the maisim are maisim of another. But the place that it plugs into his nefesh is covet. His covet is there's a chassidish about thing. Baal Tanya says it that the it says Ru'uma was one of the women of one of the Pelegshes of Avram, Hagar might have been, but the name is given as Ru'uma. So I think he says from the Arizal. I don't know exactly where Arizal says and what he says, but. He says Ru'uma is it's the klipa of Ma is a lashon of anava. It's a lashon of humility. So the Vanachnu Ma, like it says by Moshe and Aaron, Ru'uma is look at how humble I am, look at how indifferent I am. So there's a hechetimtza of the sakit, in the person's nefesh is a sakit for kavod, and the hechetimtza to draw the line is through a sort of affected humility. The dividing line between what is atzmius. And what lishma is, that it reaches. That is the socket in a person's nefesh. Torah has the place where Torah is supposed to plug into a person's nefesh is the avas ha'emes. That a person wants to know what is right, what is emes, what is good. That's a person has a socket for it in his nefesh. It's very, very deep. I mean, believing that neshama is the deepest part of a person is there. The question is, where do I plug Talmud Torah in? Do I plug into there? Do I plug it into Avos HaKavod? Do I plug it into convenience or even intellectual enjoyment? It's still not plugged into the very atzmius. I'm kind to other people. It could be, of course, it's nice to look like that. It could be I plug it into I can't bear to look at somebody and whose needs, or it's because a person really can plug into the chelik of himself that wants to be mashpia rather than makabel. All of those are the tests of where something of the shevish of something is it part of his atzmius or part of chitzanius. Avram Avinu. Until Avram Avinu, no one had touched that nekuda of Atzmius. And therefore, Noach was a big tzaddik, and Shem Ve'eva were big tzaddikim. Everybody was, there were a lot of big tzaddikim. And the maisim of tzaddikim were very big maisim, and so on. But the concept of things crossing over into the very metzias of it, that is Avram. There's an av that that was pulled by you, the way water, when you want to pull something, you have to tie a knot to it. Water seems to find its own way to something because it seems to be in the metzias of the water itself to be drawn downhill. You don't have to drag it downhill. It creeps downhill by itself because it's nimshach. It's pulled by it naturally. Therefore, everything that Avraham Avinu did until that point was the Torah doesn't want to tell us, because then it would sound like a noyach number two. Avraham Avinu did so many wonderful things, and therefore our Kadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him with so many wonderful things. That's what it would sound like. Our Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I found Avram. I found him. It's I found a person who's I was boicher in Avram. I found someone whose heart is shalom, and only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can find it. It looks to us like bechira in the sense, because we can't see any difference between the two. Just like if somebody sells two seeds, if somebody sells two plants or seedlings, so a person who's a mumcha can tell you which one seems to him like the better of the two potential. The more expert, the smaller you can look at the shoot and see, this will be a very good tree, this will be a problem tree, this will be a sickly tree. Two seeds, only the person who took the seeds from the original plant or tree or fruit can tell you what stock it comes from. Two seeds look exactly alike. To us, that's called bechira. Those are not inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being megala himself as Melech HaMishpat. He's not saying, well, Noach did X amount of mitzvahs, therefore he's being saved. For Noach, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. For Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just starts with Avram. He found the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Lelevav, like it says by David, and he says of the people in the world, Avram. What he gives Avram is the gift of Yerusha. In Bereishis it says that the first Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'hanchel al yengoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'rtsoinai he's manchel, b'rtsoinai he's noisnai, b'rtsoinai loikchai. Nobody has permanent claim to anything in the world. The reason is because people are given things kefi de meisim. Kiloy shalom avoyne meiri, and hey, not they do mitzvahs. It's a rental. They pay the rent, they stay. They stop paying the rent, they get one eviction notice, a second one, and they're evicted. That is the way the world was given. And nobody had real Yerusha. The Goyim are all not the original Goyim that lived there, and all the Umis are Mizbalbul, and so on and so forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes and gives, and is Mavi Nachla. Avraham Avinu is the first person that has a Yerusha. Avraham Avinu is the first person that Lechona Sat His Aretz, and he's Meirish it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish. To the first person called an Av in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish Yerusha. Yerusha, as we spoke about this in Halacha, Yerusha is very unique. You don't need any kinyan, you don't need any maisa. Simply the fact that the father is gone, we say tachas ha'avos yu'abanim. The children brokar avur. Children are their fathers. It's the same metzias recast as a door later. So in Yerusha shaykh only when that metzias in the Olam Aruch is Nischadish. When it's possible that things transition from that from Maisim to Atzmius. The Gemara says, if a person doesn't have one of these three simonim, then it's a simon they're not from Kali Yisrael, that you shouldn't be Nidvak by. So a person can be doing Gila Arayas and Shvichas Damim, not really Shvichas Damim in line, but Avodah Zarah and Gila Arayas, and he still is not considered be'etzem an outcast from Kali Yisrael. He's a Balavera. There's Chiyuvim, there's Dinim, but you can be Nidvak Lazare. The same person can be a Tzaddik, but if he's not a Rachman, he's not a Goyim Chesed, he's not a Baishan, then he's not Miseri Yisrael. Because we're looking for Simonim that describe the atzmius of someone rather than the periphery of somebody. We're not looking for the maisim, but we're looking for the toichin, for the leva, for the metzias. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Avram Asina said, B'ma Eda Kereshena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I will put you through Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is called the Kur HaMifchan. It's like a furnace that it's like a crucible that purifies all of the imperfections. You take what you do when you want to purify metal is you take it and put it through a series of steps that will attract and draw out any and every other element. So for instance, I'll take something and I'll melt it. So certain things evaporate much quicker than the etzem gold, and they come out by evaporation. I'll take a strainer and strain out the bigger pieces. I will take chemicals that will react with the other impurities. In other words, a purifying process works by taking everything that is everything that can attract out the outside element from the inside element. I do that until I'm left only with the inside element. The kur of Mitzrayim put every type of pressure on Klai Yisrael, the hardship of Avdus, the pitui to go to Mitzrayim, everything possible. The Rambam says, the Lashon Rambam is that in Mitzrayim kimat kot, the this seed of Avram almost disappeared. In other words, every last outer layer was taken off. Anybody in Mitzrayim that was Klal Yisrael for an extraneous reason, that was not Lishma, didn't make it through Mitzrayim. Because whatever his angle was, something came to substitute it. So if somebody, Lamashal, is he's keeping mitzvahs for money. So if I offer him more money, he stops keeping the mitzvahs. If somebody's keeping mitzvahs because he's afraid of what society will say about it, so we put him in a society that lives at tzitzis and tefillin, so he drops that. We take the people that are keeping mitzvahs because everyone does it, and we put him in a society where nobody does it, he drops it. In other words, every single shaloi lishma, anything that's not plugged into the socket of atzmius, we find a better socket for it to plug itself in, and it disengages. The only thing that's left after the process of the Kur Mitzrayim is that which is Yisrael Be'etzim. This is me, and I'm not doing it because it's pressured, I'm not doing it for an external reward, I'm not doing it for any reason except this is the Atzmius of my Nefesh. My Nefesh is wants Toiv, and this is Toiv. That's, I found it to be in my Nefesh. That is what Avraham Avinu accomplished in Klai Yisrael. That's what the Yisoid of Klai Yisrael as an Av is. That he put down a Metzius in he put down a Metzius which is Be'etzem Toiv and Bemele becomes the Yerusha for Dor HaDoros. We're talking about Avis. We're talking about these are the Eitzanei Olam. These are the giants of the world. But it says a person has to say to himself, Ad Mosai Yagiu Maisai L'Maisai Voisai. No one is expected to be like Moshe Rabbeinu or Aaron HaKohen or like Shmuel HaNavi or like anybody, because there's no way our Maisim, in absolute sense, can reach the Maisim of big people. But Yagiu means it reaches far in terms of Pnimius. The fact that if Avraham Avinu had this midah, if Avraham Avinu in fact was somebody whose levavoi was nem on the fanecha, that Kadosh Baruch was made that levav nem fanecha, then bal korchach I have it in me as well. The same tchuna that allows Avraham to be described as be'etzem oyev Hashem, so his children have those same genes. So we might not have the abilities to bring it out the way they were brought out. but mitzad the pnimius, mitzad daf nekuda, we should have a shaykhus to it by dint of the fact that Avraham Avinu had shaykhus to it. So and when a person, in a sense, this was really the what the world of Musa, what the world of Chassidus came to try to teach a person. All of the good things that a person does, and all of the good things that a person trains himself to do, are the outside part of it. And certainly, if a person has an insight that it doesn't allow to express outwards, it's a tremendous taina. A person has tremendous musical abilities and doesn't use it. A person has tremendous learning abilities, or working, whatever it is, everything a person has that's a matana is not developed is a taina to the person. A person was sent to this world, l'avdola shamra, but fine, that's one taina. The problem is, we do ma'isim. We do plenty of good ma'isim, from davening, from learning, from chesed. We almost don't give it any attention to see where in the world is it plugged into the nefesh ha'adam. The tachlis of avoda, the tachlis of Klal Yisrael, is just like it's to bring out the inner nekudas in the person to fruition. It's to make sure that those things that are growing are connected to the inner part of his nefesh. And this requires his baininess. It's not something that by doing something you do. Your person needs to sit and to think about it. It's a kaveh zman to think about why ought a person to learn. What is avas ha'emes? Why is it that a person gets very annoyed? We get annoyed when people make claims. If somebody comes along and says, I did this and this, I know it's not true. There's something that burns in us to say it's not true. You're taking credit for something that's not yours. Why? Who? What's it to you? I'm not involved at all. I'm an outsider. But I don't like it because a person has an avos ha'emes in himself. So let's see if I can plug Torah into that. A person has an avos ha'chesed. If I tell you about a person who lives just for himself, doesn't care about other people, it gets us upset because we do have a sense in us of chesed. So on the other hand, when we're annoyed when somebody knocks on our door for the eighth time to ask for a dove, and I just sat down and got up, but let me plug that in. Let's try to plug chesed into the panemius of, this is me. Akash Prabhu sent me in the world to dispersed stocker, whether it's a dollar or it's $1,000. This is what I am. The same thing with tefillah. A person has moments when he's overwhelmed. A person sees a huge mountain, a pristine setting. There are moments in a person's life when he is awed. Be'etzem, standing in front of Malach Malachim Lochem, a person should have that same feeling. But we don't plug it in. The nefesh has receptacles. Nobody can say that he doesn't care or want taif. It's just a lot of times, though, sometimes when you build, you just cover up a plug. So it requires, you need to break through, but it's going to be there. You're not constructing a plug. A nefesh, by definition, has sockets. You're not constructing the sockets. The point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked for 2,000 years in the Bria, not for tzaddikim. Then what tzaddikim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked for a person that would start the process of Tzelem Elokim again. The first mitzvah, the Adam had a mitzvah of Pru or Vu, besides the Avdol Shamra, because a person is shayach that to taking his mitzias, the mitzias of Tzelem Elokim, and passing it onwards. That's only when a person is able to touch into Atzmius, when a person is able to touch into the Chalokim of himself that are really himself. And when a person does that, everything about what he's doing becomes permanent. Avraham Avinu had one she'if in his life, that the things that he does not be temporary, not be of Olam HaMaisa, but of Olam HaAtzmius. And that's why his one tainus, one tefillah was, that the Ben Meshek Basi is the one that's being Yerush me. I don't have Zera that's being Yerush me. So I don't have any Yerusha. But Ma Eda Kereshena. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that when all of Avram will go through the Kura Mifchen, and that's a way of understanding Nisyonos also. Nisyonos are there to filter out from us and to isolate those strands of Maisa that come from the real emes of a person. Things that come from the real emes of a person are not affected by a person who really wants something. He may not be able to do it for a while, but as soon as the pressure off, he does it again, because that's me be'emes. It's only when it's coming from a different angle that the Nisayon subverts it and takes it someplace else. The shayrishtik avoid of Klal Yisrael is the creating that, touching that nekud of atzmius, which is avos, and not only doing good things, but zchayr ova shenimshach achrach kamayim, that a person be drawn to what's good in a natural way. He doesn't have to be pushed there, he doesn't have to be pulled there, but his mitzias flows the things that are tight.
Yeah,